Welcome to Section 420, Talking Yankees, the podcast. Well, being an audio podcast subscriber, you get a little extra perks. Well, this is going to be one of them. It's a exclusive episode for you podcast subscribers, a little after-hours episode. This might be the most R-rated or maybe beyond R-rated episode you will get for Section 420, Talking Yankees. So if there's little kids around, you want to cover their ears, get them out of the room, because this is an after-hours Section 420 Talking Yankees episode. So before we get started, if you want to get these good little stories like this, little side things, make sure you subscribe to this audio podcast. And of course, the show is also available on YouTube, the visual version of the show, where it's more about on-the-field stuff and not after-hours stuff. Section 420 Talking Yankees, find the show there and subscribe there as well. So you might have saw lately, I guess maybe some headlines, and mainly if you just go to the Yankee website, former Yankee Fritz Peterson passes away at the age of 82. Even though I'm a longtime Yankee fan, never really heard of him, but I guess there's a bit of a legendary story behind him that you won't see on the Yankees website, but it was covered in the New York Post quite extensively, and that was him swapping wives, essentially, with one of his teammates, Mike Kekich. So this is called a Sultan of Swap story here, an actual 1970s wife swap, which I guess maybe that was a thing back in the day, but I'll give you the whole backstory of that. So apparently, Fritz Peterson was married to a girl named Marilyn, and I guess his teammate was Mike Kekich, and he was with a girl named Suzanne, and apparently, I guess they would go out a couple times together, and this incident happened, I guess, 1972, where they went to a steakhouse, again, the couple was there, both parties, and now instead of, you know, one couple leaving together, one party of one couple left, and another party of another couple left, and you left the other two behind. So basically, you had the husband of one team and the wife of the other team, or at least the girlfriend of another team sitting there. And I guess apparently they just went home together, and you know, you could use your imagination what happened after that. And I guess supposedly all four of them were just kind of into it, and they kind of said, hey, let's do this a couple more times, and that this sort of became a thing. March 4th, 1973, both Fritz Peterson and Mike Kekich held separate press conferences and basically announced that they were trading wives and families. So basically, they traded not only the wives, but basically kids from both parties. So now you would have Fritz Peterson matched up with Suzanne, and Mike Kekich was matched up with Marilyn. Now, in 1974, Peterson would get married to Suzanne. Now, unfortunately, one party was successful. The other party soon after broke up. So there was one successful swap, but the swap didn't happen on the other side there. And so they were married in 1974. Again, whether this was knowledge of the Yankee organization or not. But then shortly before the 1974 season, they decided to ship out Peterson to Cleveland there. So I don't know if it was the course of this or what it was a baseball move. But nevertheless, I guess the Yankee organization pretty much had enough of that. So he would go on. Now, he did pitch, you know, Fritz Peterson 9 seasons with the Yankees. He held a record of 109 and 106. His ERA overall was 3.10. Now, again, this was kind of, you know, a little bit during the dead ball era there, so, you know, pitching stats were a little bit better. But at Yankee Stadium, had a really good crisp ERA of 2.52, so I guess he liked the home cooking. I guess he really liked the home cooking, with the multiple wives there. But overall, last pitch with the Rangers in 1976, so you want to go back his whole career. He was 133 and 131. Career ERA, again, respectable 3.30, and had 7 seasons of 12 or plus more wins there. So not someone you would say a Hall of Famer, but was with the Yankees for a number of years. But I guess, you know, this sort of little understory there was something that was floating around. Again, you won't probably see it on Yankees.com, but was mentioned in the New York Post. I found a little humorous and interesting, so figure share that with you. Now, I follow Ron Bloomberg on his Facebook page, and of course I had him on the show a couple of years ago during COVID. Again, it was nice to be a guest there, and he mentioned that, you know, Fritz, obviously he was a teammate with Fritz for a couple of years there, and Fritz would, you know, I don't think Ron didn't mention anything about this story, but at least Ron had a social media posting that Fritz Peterson kind of told him when he would pass away, he would do it in a shocking way to play a joke on Bloomberg. So I don't know what really Peterson had planned there, but it seemed this guy was a bit of a jokester and kind of a bit of a free spirit nonetheless. So it looks like he actually did win his battle, I guess, at least overcame prostate cancer, but then it looks like 2018 was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and that's seemingly what ultimately, I guess, you know, unfortunate for him to pass away at the age of 82. But again, you have this interesting story of Kekich, and supposedly there was a movie in the works with the duo of Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. supposedly they were kicking the tires, actually making a movie about this. I guess it fell through. I don't know if I want those two involved in it because I see them as Boston Red Sox guys. So maybe they're going to use an opportunity to sort of kick dirt on the Yankees there. So maybe good thing that this didn't come to fruition. But it looks like there was possibly a movie deal in place. Maybe it happens at some point. We don't know. It's possible. It would be kind of interesting there. I don't know if you really get a two-hour movie out of it. So that's the wife swap story. Fritz Peterson, though. Dead at the age of two, so the Yankees kind of lose a member of the family there. But at least you have a cool story with that's there that I guess will go on in Yankee lore. Catch you next time.